So hello and good morning. My presentation today would be on missed opportunities for influenza vaccination among adults with chronic conditions in the United States for the 2009-10 influenza season. Each year in the United States, epidemics of influenza occur and usually result in serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. Persons with chronic medical conditions are particularly at an increased risk for complications and hospitalizations and deaths from influenza epidemics. Fortunately, we have the annual influenza vaccine, which can effectively reduce influenza-related morbidity and mortality among vulnerable persons. Influenza vaccine has been recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices for persons with chronic medical conditions for several years, and one of the Healthy People 2020 objectives is to achieve influenza vaccination coverage of at least 90% for persons with chronic medical conditions. Despite these long-standing recommendations, influenza vaccination coverage among adults with chronic medical conditions is suboptimal. For the 2009-10 season, seasonal influenza vaccination coverage among adults 18 to 49 years with high-risk conditions in the U.S. was only 38%. When we look at 2007-08 and 2008-09 seasons, influenza vaccination coverage among adults with chronic conditions 18 to 49 years were only 30 and 33% respectively. Looking back at previous seasons, the story is no different. During the 2006-07 season, NHIS data indicate that among adults with asthma, influenza vaccination coverage was only 40%. Several factors contribute to influenza vaccination coverage among adults and adults with high-risk conditions. First, we have programmatic factors such as existing recommendations, vaccine availability, and timely reimbursement of providers for vaccinations. Patient-related factors also affect vaccination coverage. These include perceived susceptibility by the patients, beliefs about vaccine safety and effectiveness, health insurance coverage, and having health visits during the influenza season. And finally, we have provider-related factors, which also influence influenza vaccination coverage, such as the provider's personal beliefs and practices, use or the lack of use of recall reminder systems, and also missed opportunities, which is going to be the focus of this presentation. Missed opportunities in the vaccination world is often defined as failure to administer recommended vaccines to unvaccinated persons who present for medical care. In the sports field, it may refer to something totally different. Previous studies conducted among children and adults indicate that opportunities for influenza vaccination are often missed. However, few studies have looked at missed opportunities for influenza vaccination among adults with chronic conditions. 1999 NHIS data indicate that only 46% of high-risk patients who had a physician encounter in 1998 received influenza vaccine, and missed opportunities were more common for blacks and for younger patients. So the objectives of our study were to examine missed opportunities for seasonal influenza vaccination, examine reasons for non-vaccination and attitudes and opinions of non-recipients of the influenza vaccine, and to identify correlates of missed influenza vaccination opportunities among adults with high-risk conditions during the 2009-10 influenza season in the United States. We used data from the National H1N1 Flu Survey for this analysis. The NHFS survey was a list-assisted random digit dialed telephone survey conducted between October 2009 and June 2010 in all 50 states and D.C. Households were screened into the survey based on the presence of an adult at least 18 years or older. The response rate was low, casual response rates of 35 and 27 for landline and cellular telephones. We collected influenza vaccination related data, and this survey provided state specific estimates of seasonal and H1N1 influenza coverage in the 2009-10 influenza season. Adults 18 to 64 years with at least one chronic condition enrolled in the NHFS and interviewed between April through June 2010 were eligible for our study. Variables of interest included vaccination-related variables such as receipt of influenza vaccination since August 2009 when the vaccine became available, month of vaccination, the type of vaccine received, and receipt of healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination. We're also interested in demographics as well as opinions and attitudes related to influenza vaccination. For statistical analysis, we examined the demographics of the study population and compared selected demographics by seasonal influenza vaccination using chi-square test. Next, we determined the probability of unvaccination among persons with no healthcare visits since August 2009 to the time of interview, persons with at least one healthcare visit during the study period and with healthcare personnel recommendation for influenza vaccination, and persons with at least one healthcare visit and no healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination. Among participants who had had at least one healthcare visit since August 2009, we determined the prevalence of missed vaccination opportunities, which we defined as having had at least one healthcare visit, no healthcare personnel recommendation, and no influenza vaccination. We determined correlates of missed opportunities using logistic regression models and compared opinions and attitudes as well as reasons for non-vaccination among recipients and non-recipients of healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination. Before I go into the results, here's a flow chart which shows how the study population was divided up. So we had about 4,300 adults with high-risk conditions in our study population. Majority, which is over 80%, had at least one healthcare visit in the study period. Of these, 49%, which is almost half, received a healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination, and the other half indicated they did not receive any recommendation from a healthcare personnel for influenza vaccination. Again, missed opportunities were defined at persons who had one healthcare visit, no healthcare personnel recommendation, and remained unvaccinated. So to our results, about 55% of our population received influenza vaccination. 27% had a missed opportunity for influenza vaccination. 10% had a healthcare visit, had a health professional recommend influenza vaccines, but nevertheless remained unvaccinated. So we'll say these are the people who just chose not to be vaccinated for varied reasons. And finally, 8% had no healthcare visits during the vaccination period and remained unvaccinated. Analysis showed that persons who received healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination were significantly more likely to have been vaccinated with a seasonal influenza vaccine compared to those who did not receive healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination. We looked at factors contributing to unvaccination among adults with chronic conditions by the social demographic characteristics. So the factors we looked at were no health visit, health visit with healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination, and health visit with no healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination. We found that across all the demographic strata, the greatest contributory factor to unvaccination in our study population were missed opportunities, which are shown by the yellow bar charts. That's persons who had a visit, had no recommendation, and remained unvaccinated. Bivariate analysis showed significant associations between missed vaccination opportunities and all the baseline demographics we're interested in, except for non-Hispanic other versus white race ethnicity. In multivariate analysis, we found that adults 18 to 49 years were significantly more likely to have a missed vaccination opportunity than older adults 50 to 64 years. Males were also significantly more likely to have a missed vaccination opportunity than females. There was a marginally significant association between race, ethnicity, and missed opportunities, with non-Hispanic whites being significantly more likely to have a missed opportunity than whites. With Hispanics more likely to have a missed opportunity than whites. Also, persons with less than 12 years of education were more likely to have a missed opportunity compared to persons with college, at least a college degree. And finally, and understandably, we found that persons who had no medical insurance were significantly more likely to have a missed vaccination opportunity compared to those who had medical insurance. Looking at the reasons for non-vaccination in our study population by receipt of healthcare personal recommendation, we found that persons who did not receive a healthcare personal recommendation were more likely to indicate or attribute the reason for not getting the vaccine as the vaccine was not needed. And this is shown by the last two horizontal bars. And also, persons who received the healthcare personnel recommendation for vaccination but did not get the vaccine were more likely to say that they did not get the vaccine because the vaccine was not available. We have a chunk of people who reported some other reasons for not getting the vaccine other than the reasons listed here, and this data is being analyzed further now to break them down further. Looking at the attitudes for non-receipt of vaccination, we saw that people who received a healthcare personal recommendation for vaccination were more worried about getting seasonal influenza if they were not vaccinated compared to those who did not receive a healthcare personal recommendation. So in summary, we looked at missed opportunities for influenza vaccination in this analysis. We found that no health visits, lack of recommendation for vaccination during visits, and personal choice contributed to slow seasonal influenza vaccination coverage among adults with high-risk conditions in the 2009-10 influenza season. However, missed opportunities for vaccination were the greatest measured contributory factors to unvaccination among adults with high-risk conditions. Younger adults, males, Hispanics, persons with less than 12 years of education, and those without medical insurance were more likely to have missed vaccination opportunities. We also found that healthcare personal recommendation may play a role in influencing the opinions and attitudes of persons with chronic medical conditions. However, there is a sizable subgroup of persons with chronic conditions who present for care who may receive recommendation for vaccination but may be unwilling to get vaccinated in the absence of specific efforts to address their concerns. Our study had a few limitations. Influenza vaccination and healthcare personal recommendation for vaccination were self-reported and subject to recall bias. We didn't have information on the nature of health visits or who initiated the discussions about influenza vaccination during the visit. We could not assess causality between recommendations and opinions and attitudes of participants. NHFS, that's a typo, did not include households with only cellular service. And finally, response rates were low, and non-response bias may remain even after awaiting adjustments. Nevertheless, we have some significant public health implications. Missed opportunities, as we've identified, are common in this population, and interventions aimed at improving coverage and reducing these missed opportunities are needed among adults with high-risk conditions. This may include promotion of provider recommendations for influenza vaccination, educating adults with chronic conditions about the importance of vaccination, addressing concerns about safety and other issues that may prevent persons from being vaccinated, and encouraging patients to seek out vaccination information from their providers. And finally, more research is needed to explain the causes of identified racial and demographic disparities in missed opportunities. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, as well as colleagues from CDC and CRD and from NOC. Thank you for your attention.